Senga. The Mets are talking to him, and we'll find out Friday whether or not he's willing to accept the stint in the minors. Fliegelman was on this a week ago to send him down and see if he could work on things with him, and I would be surprised if he says no. I don't know how you can say no. I don't know how you could look the organization in the face, you know, miss all of last year with all those injuries, pitch the way he's pitched now since coming back, and not be, you know, as they're battling for, you know, a wild card spot, as they're battling to get into the postseason down the stretch of the season. I don't know how you can argue, because this is a way to set yourself up for success. So I think he's going to say yes, and I don't know what they do if he says no. I would think he's going to say yes. And hopefully he can go down. Now the question is, do they call up Sproat? Do they do anything? Do they just change it from a six-man rotation to a five-man rotation? That's what I would do. Right? I mean, Peterson's been better with an extra day. Clearly Clay Holmes could use the extra day, as again, he gives you the typical 4 2/3 in yesterday's outing. Not bad, you know, keeps you in the games, pitched well enough, but he's not getting deep into the games, and clearly the inning limit, you know, his innings here have become much more than they've been in his career as a reliever, so he benefits from it. But, I mean, McLean and Tong, there's no reason to have them on a six-man rotation. I would think you just move Senga down and add another arm to the bullpen. You could call up Sproat and throw him into the mix, but I mean, we'll see. But it starts with Senga accepting the demotion or whatever, just a stint in the minor leagues to try and work on things. Because, like, to me, I think they need him. I just, as great as McLean is, and the last start really is the one that makes you impressed and makes you think, you know, you feel comfortable starting him game one of a postseason series. I mean, that's really where it's at, crazy enough. But it's tough to not have someone that you know is close to top of the rotation starter. And Kodai Senga has proven to be that over the first, you know, 2 years of his Met tenure. He's proven to be a guy who can be that kind of pitcher for you. It's been a miserable 2 months or whatever it's been since returning from the injury, but I need to find that guy. So if you could send him down, I know it's only a month left, and he's not going to have many turns down there, but I got to do anything I can to see if I can find a way to get him ready for a postseason start, because I think they need him. They need him or Manaea. Even with McLean and Tong kind of becoming what they become, we're looking for Tong's second start here to see what it looks like, but I mean, I was listening to the morning show driving home yesterday, and Boomer's calling him Tom Seaver. So let's see how that goes moving forward. But we'll find out about Senga. I'm sure he's going to accept that stint in the minors, and hopefully it'll benefit him. And, you know, the Mets will have a day off here and take on, I guess, an important series, although there's, what are they, 5 games up on Cincinnati? 5.5 games up on Cincinnati. It's not the series we thought it would have been 2 weeks ago when they were right there within a game of each other, but it's an important series. And right now, this offense, Juan Soto, I mean, they kind of got stifled a little bit yesterday, but for the most part, they've been on an absolute tear. The rotation's obviously a mess right now, and the bullpen's kind of a mess too, as another miserable performance from Helsley, who at this point is unpitchable. I mean, he's given up, what, 18 runs in 14 innings, something crazy like that. It's unbelievable. And the numbers off of his fastball are insane. And Mendoza's still talking about the idea that it looks like, even the way they're taking pitches, like someone's got something on him somewhere. I don't know what happened, because He was pitching relatively well the last 11, 12 outings in St. Louis before coming to the Mets. I don't know what's happened here, but I've never seen 102-mile-an-hour fastballs be consistently hit like this. He is getting absolutely pounded.